So I wanted to talk a little bit this evening about increasing our ability to have bitochen and expanding the concepts of bitochen, and through that, or together with that, increasing our ability to have bitochen. Because we talk about for a long time. But tachlis, what can we do to be able to expand our scope of bitochen and strengthen the level that we have? That's really the issue for that I'd like to discuss this evening. So first of all, I want to mention that there's a very interesting concept from Vilna Goyen. The Goyen says, it's brought in the Avnei Elio and the Siddur HaGro on Hallel, where it says, Tev lachzois b'Hashem mibtoyach b'odom. Tev lachzois b'Hashem mibtoyach b'nedivim. It's better to take chisoyon, which is a form of bitoch, we'll see in a moment, in Hashem, than livtoyach b'nedivim, than to put trust in the givers, the people who are Tov lachzos Hashem mitoch ba'odom, rather than to trust in man. And Tov lachzos Hashem mitoch b'nedivim. So he says, what's the difference between chisoyon, that's lachzos, and bitochen? So the Goyen says as follows. The Goyen says, chisoyon is a trust without a promise. There's no commitment. I'm just trusting you. And he brings a raya, I'm not sure if he brings it over here, but in other places, from the posuk, Tzur Chosoyu Boy, it's the posuk in Hazinu, the rock that I have taken refuge under. And he explains that a rock, when you take refuge under a rock, there's no promise, there's nothing. You just go and you're okay, you're protected. Others even point out, you don't even need nischusim, you don't anything, you just go under. If you go under, you're protected. It's like automatic.
But still nischusim, what do you mean?
What?
A rock can't protect you if God is only
No, I don't mean nischusim. In the moshul of the rock, you don't have to show a pass to get under the rock. You don't have to come, here, I'm paying my 50 cents to get under the rock. You walk under the rock, you're protected there from the rain.
Yeah.
So that's, so chisoyon, he says, is a protection without any promise. Bitochoin is a protection with a promise. So he says like this, Tev lachzis b'Hashem, it's better to take chisoyin in Hashem without a promise, mibtoyach bo'odom, than to trust in man's promises. Because man's promises, we know what the pasuk says, Teitze ruchoi, yoshuv lad mosoi, payom huov du'eshtei noisof, ashrei shekel yaakoi be'ezroi. Because man is limited, changes his mind, he loses his money, he loses his capability, you can't trust. So even though I have a promise from man, it's a safer bet. It's the wrong word, bet. But it's a safer situation to put your trust in Hashem without any indication or promise from him whatsoever, like Tzur Chosoyevoy, rather than to trust with a Haftoch, I promise you, I will take care of you, I will... And before you know it, it's not. That's what he says. But in the meantime, we see a scary thing over here. We see that the Lashon of Bitochen is a Lashon of trust with a promise. Uh-oh. Name your posuk with the word Bitochen.
Bitchu b'Hashem adayad.
Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. So, is there a promise? Trust in Hashem for anything, right? Adayad, just keep trusting in Hashem. V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, yogali b'shosecho. Was there a promise to David HaMelech? What's going on here?
Maybe the definition is that if Hashem feels that you depend on him, he guarantees you that he's going to pay back.
Oh, very good. So there is a promise. Bitochen is a promise.
Built in.
And the promise is built in. That's a very important concept. That the bitochen, there is a promise. If you put the word bitochen means trust with a promise. That means when you have bitochen in Hashem, that when you trust in Hashem, that there is a promise. Anytime it says bitochen b'Hashem, it says there is a guarantee. And the guarantee is not that I was guaranteed
get what you want,
any specific result, but I'm guaranteed that my trust in Hashem will deliver. My trust in Hashem will deliver. Now,
will deliver what?
Wait. So now let's go to the next step. All right, that's step number one. Okay, now let's analyze if that's the case. Now, but that's very important. That means there is definitely, every time we talk about bitochen, every pasuk we see that talks about bitochen, and it's mentioned again and again. I have here this sefer of psukei bitochen the Yeshua. There's who knows how many psukim, everything, lakai b'chol b'tachli alei v'yishua. Just whatever page. Any place you open up, as long as there's a pasuk. This is what I want to come to. Very good. Just happened to open up to that one. Okay, because I forgot. I wanted to bring with me another sefer and I forgot. So it just happened to open up. Very good. So now we have another question. What is this? What's the promise? What is the promise exactly? So now let's add, there's a pasuk, the key, probably the most dramatic, or the most well known for sure, a pasuk about bitochen is vani b'chastecho b'tachti yogeli b'bishu asecho, or shir la'ashem ki gomel alai, we say it every day in the psukei the Zimra, right at the end of Hoidu, vani b'chastecho, I trusted in your chesed, my heart rejoices in your Yeshua, I will sing shira when you deliver. So what's going on over there? Because this is a very critical thing. Let's analyze what is David HaMelech trusting? Ani b'chastecho b'tachti. So let's say there's two possibilities. You can't trust in your own trust. That's very bad. And you're trusting in yourself. So I'm not trusting in my trust. In other words, there is such a thing. It's called iyun tefila. Rashi explains that a person says, why, David, good, I'm relying on Hashem, they'll answer me. So the Sultan is makatrik, and he says, let's see whether you're worthy or not. You're such a balgaiva, you're so for sure he'll answer you. So to rely on my own bitochon is not a very good thing. So there's two possibilities. I'm either relying that Hashem will grant me what I want, or I'm counting on the chesed Hashem. Now they're similar, but they're different. Counting, granting what I want means, I am sitting here right now, and I have bitochon, and I'm going to get X right over here. That's my bitochen. I'm trusting I'm going to get X right over here right now, and that's bitochen. That's one possibility. The other possibility is I'm not relying that I'm going to get X because I certainly don't have any promise that I'm going to get X, right? There's no promise that I'm going to get X. But there's something else. V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. I trusted in your chesed. And first of all, there is a promise because that Hashem will do chesed, that's taken for granted. That's the whole purpose of creation. And more than that, to the one who puts his trust in his chesed, it seems he is guaranteed. That would be the guarantee. In other words, to assume that the guarantee is on the thing that I want, that's very far-fetched. There's no promise on that. And that's the whole idea. How do I know I deserve it? Shema gora machet. Maybe I don't deserve it. So I can't say there's no promise, that's for sure. But there is a promise that when you put your trust in Hashem, Hashem will respond with chesed. That's a promise. Hashem always responds with chesed. In fact, we know that even when situations are challenging and difficult and sometimes even tragic, ultimately Hashem is responding with chesed, even though under those circumstances the chesed is beyond our comprehension and we're only allowed to make the brocha of Dayan HaEmes rather than HaToyva HaMeitiv. But in reality, it's chesed. Kol mad ovid rachmon letavovid. It's all good in chesed. But sometimes we can't appreciate it. That which we can appreciate, we say HaToyva HaMeitiv. That which we can't appreciate, we just admit he's the Dayan HaEmes, he's the true judge, and the judgment, particular judgment, is beyond our comprehension. So I say, but there is a guarantee in the chesed Hashem. David HaMelech said, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. David HaMelech did not say, v'ani b'shu'oscho b'tachti. Not in this capital at least. He says, there is lishuoscha kivisi, there are such psukim, but that we'll see. But in this pasuk, he said, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. David HaMelech is hiding in the cave. He's being pursued by his enemies. He says, ho'iro einai pen ishar hamoves. He's afraid he's going to die, they're going to put him to death. But he needs a Yeshua. And what is he trusting in? Not in the Yeshua. The Yeshua is this, the thing that I want. No. I'm trusting in your chesed. So, and on that there is a promise. You trust the chesed Hashem, Hashem does not let the trust in his chesed go down. And the emes is, there's another promise. Hashem always does chesed. So it's even like a double promise there. We know he doesn't let a baal bitochen disappointed. And if you're trusting in his chesed, you'll get chesed. And beyond that, everything Hashem does is chesed. Kol ma'adov rachmona tabovit. What does David HaMelech say? Yogel libi bishuasecho. My heart will rejoice. And the Evanescence says, Ulman Zehabitochen, because of this trust that I have in your chesed, now my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, which means that I know that the Yeshua is coming. But the Yeshua is not coming because I trusted the Yeshua would come. The Yeshua is coming because I trusted in your chesed, and now I feel confident, I know that the Yeshua is going to come because of the fact that I trusted in your chesed. This, I believe, is a very important distinction. Because if on a simple level you look at it, well, I trust I'm getting $1 million, I'm getting $1 million. No, that's not what we find.
Who said $1 million is good for you anyway?
I'll take my chances. Anyway, we get like this.
Okay. But if you're confident in the chesed.
Very, very good. Very good. In other words, what you're saying is very good. You're saying, don't even be confident in the result. Because the result may not be good for you. So I always used to say, well, if I have confidence in the result, they'll make it good for me. You know, like...
Well, you can have to talk about that. The result that you want should be good for you. You could down for that.
That too also. Yeah, that could be. But that's a very, very so
interesting... What's the problem? We can get back to the problems here, right?
So the problem over here is like this. I think this. David HaMelech said, I'm trusting in your chesed. So how is he... Why is my heart going to rejoice in the Yeshua? How do you know your heart's going to... Your gale is a lost future. Your gale libi b'shua secho. So the pshat is like this. When a person trusts in the chesed Hashem, what happens is something from within tells him that the Yeshua is going to come. It's because I have such a trust in your chesed. I'm so confident in your chesed, and I know how much I want this chesed, how much I need this chesed, how much I crave this Yeshua. So the confidence in your chesed inspires me to an additional specific confidence that the Yeshua is going to come.
The Yeshua that I want, or that anything that will come is going to be Yeshua.
It's
a big nafkamina.
He wanted it. This I don't know. He wanted a Yeshua.
No, I'm asking.
The Yeshua doesn't mean that they should kill him. That's not Yeshua.
I don't know about that specific case. And for any other.
No. Yeshua. Listen. You know something?
No, I want to watch the right.
The truth of the matter is, if you have a problem, any kind of Yeshua that he gives you, as long as it's a Yeshua, you'll be okay. You know, that's like the Yeshua is I want money. Okay, but you know something else? The Yeshua is not getting money. The Yeshua is getting a job. Okay, so I'll have money. The Yeshua is I'm not getting this, but I'm getting, you know.
I understand. But any Yeshua. What should be the mindset of a person where you're going to be sure any way you want, not the way I want. So not the way I want necessarily.
He's talking, now he's asking for a Yeshua. Ho'ira in a penish no mavis. He says,
That's not general.
His life is in danger now.
It's general to live versus death. I'm asking, let's say I want X. And I'm davening for X.
Live versus death is also X.
No, I understand. But as long as he lives, I don't care how I live, as long as I live. Let's say I want X specifically. I want $1 million.
That's just like life. That's the Yeshua.
No, I understand.
You need, that's your Yeshua. I don't see why you're arguing that point.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Because that's your Yeshua.
What am I thinking now?
I'm thinking like this. I have such a confidence in Hashem's chesed. And I know so much that he doesn't disappoint the person who puts his chesed, who trusts his chesed. That leads me to replace or readjust or to place that or focus that chesed on the thing that I want, on the Yeshua.
In other words, that's a steer to what we've been saying till now.
No, it's not.
Because very often we say that you don't go for specific. You don't ask for specifics.
I'm not asking for specific.
In my case, I am.
No. But I'm trusting the chesed. I'm not trusting on the specific. I'm not saying, I'm sure you're going to give me $1 million. I'm saying, I'm sure, I'm confident in your
trust. The crowd that I have now, I won't have anymore.
That emotionally, listen to me, that emotionally leads me to a, because I know the extent of your chesed, now that leads me to believe that I'm going to get that thing which I want, which is the chesed I need, which is the Yeshua that I need. Let me just give you a one. I learned this many years ago when my twins were maybe 3-4 years old, and we were leaving to go to some simcha or something, and they stood out there in front of the car, and their eyes, maybe their mouths, but their eyes certainly said, "We're sure you're not going to leave us here." My daughter was there. It was a babysitter. I don't remember what it was, but we're just sure you're not going to leave us here. There's something. And that sureness comes from what?
Were they right?
Well, no, we left. That sureness comes from, we know how much you love us. We know what you do for us. We know your chesed. Otherwise, on what basis are you sure we're not going to? What basis are you sure that we're not going to leave you? Terrence is because we have a track record, because we care for you, because we take care of you, because we don't disappoint you, because we don't let you down, because we protect you, because we do chesed for you. So it's that track record, it's that assurance that you do chesed that carries over emotionally to a state, my heart is rejoicing in the Yeshua as if it came, because something about the trust that I have in your chesed, I so trust your chesed that leads me to say, hey, I just feel you're not going to let me down in this one too. That seems to be what David HaMelech says. David HaMelech says, because I have this bitochen in your chesed, he doesn't say vani b'yushuoscho b'tachti, because vani b'chastecho b'tachti, therefore my heart is yogili b'yushuoscho. So it seems that there is such a thing as a havtocha included in that bitochen. And that's a person, we are promised that Hashem is Molei Chesed, and we are promised that if we put our trust in Hashem, then He will be Mischasid, and from that we come to the level of specifics. But it gets more specific. Listen to this. This is from the Briskerov. I don't know if they bring it here. No, I don't think they bring it here. But the Briskerov says as follows. Listen to this. V'hesaneg al Hashem, v'hu yiten l'cho, v'yiten l'cho misha lo yislibecho. Okay, this is a posuk in must be in Yeshaya. It's a pasuk in the Novi. So he says like this, V'hisanig Hashem, be misanig, have this tainug with Hashem, this thrill, this pleasure, and He will give you mishalo yislibecho. So the Briskerov says as follows, if a person has bitochen kol kach chazak, that he's misanig al Hashem, I have such a trust in your chesed that Mesanik, who yitin lecho mishalo yislibecho, He'll give you the desires of your heart. So it seems again, v'yisanik al Hashem, what's the v'yisanik Hashem? He says, you have such bitochon that it reaches the level of v'yisanik al Hashem. Now, v'yisanik al Hashem, tainug is pleasure. You take pleasure in the connection to Hashem. I'm so pleasurized in this relationship that I have with you, that because of that, in that schus, He gives Mishal Yislibecho. Now, it doesn't seem V'sanig al Hashem means that I'm taking such pleasure in you in the fact that I'm sure that you're going to give me the money that I want. V'sanig al Hashem is he says it's a lashon of, it's bitochen that has to get it. It seems that what gets you to this level is the bitochen. I assume that he knows because it says V'yitin l'cho Mishal Yislibecho, so we're talking about bitochen, because otherwise, what's the raya Yishal Mishal Yislibecho can only be bitochen, because otherwise you have schusim for this and schusim for that. But Mishal Yislibecho, the terrorist is because you have bitochen. But what is he saying? He says the bitochen is V'sanig al Hashem. I have such a trust in Hashem's chesed. I feel so good because of the confidence that I have in Hashem's chesed. The confidence in His chesed makes me feel so close, so excited to be in that kesher, in that relationship with Him. That is an entitlement that says, you're so close to me, you're so dovuk to me, you're misanig in your relationship with me, in that trust you have in my chesed. He'll give you all of the desires of your heart. So the Rav says, and that's the Pshat, he says, so the Risk of Rav says clearly that the Pshat in this posuk is, and that's that concept, that when a person has bitochen in Hashem, to the extent, and this is not, that we see another thing too, bitochen is not a superficial feeling. Yeah, I trust, you know, like Rabbi Saul Salanta always warned us with the lottery ticket. He bought a ticket, the guy said, he needs 10,000, whatever, buy a ticket, have bitochen. Yeah, bitochen, he never won. Finally, he has bitochen, he comes back to Yisrael, it doesn't work. You have bitochen, Yisrael says, yeah, 100%, you have bitochen, yes, I have bitochen. I'm going to win $10,000. Will you sell it to me for five? He says, yeah, sure. Who are you fooling? You know, it has to be real. But if it's Hisani Gal Hashem, then that is a pass. That entitles a person to Mishal Es Libecho. So that's one posuk where it's very, very clear. Now, we could take it to another level, which may be a little insulting, but a little more comforting. What do I mean? The posuk says, we say it every Shabbos in davening, Rabim machoivim lo rosho, v'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyevenu. Great are the sufferings, the travails of the rosho, but one who puts his trust in Hashem, chesed will surround. Says Chazal, Medrash, Yalkut Shemini brings it, Afilu Rosho Ubeiteach Bashem, Chesed Yisoveveno. You don't have to be a tzaddik to be able to be zeicher with your bitochen. How a Rosh has bitochen Bashem, that's the second question. I don't know, I guess there's all kinds of Rishoyim, you know. But Afilu Rosho Ubeiteach Bashem, that means I may not deserve it. I'm a Rosho. I certainly can't rely that I deserve it. Even a tzaddik really can't rely, but a tzaddik at all, you know, I'm such a tzaddik.
Well, it makes sense if it's not reliant on
your actions.
It's not relying on your
actions. Right, that's right. But this is a proof. We want it to be proven, not just to make sense. So, afilo rosh b'teach b'Hashem ches sovero. So now, what does that mean? That means that if I'm a rosh, and more than that, the whole concern why every mamin doesn't have pitochen. It's because Shema Bara Machet. Maybe I sinned, maybe I'm not worthy. But here you have a Havtocha that says, that fights the Shema Bara Machet, that Havtocha that says, Afilu Rosha Ubotech Bashem Chesed Yisovevenu. That even if you are a Rosha, so here I am, I'm worried, the Shema Bara Machet, maybe I shouldn't have Bitochen, I can't have Bitochen because maybe I'm not deserving. But there's a directive that tells us, Afilu Rosh Ubeteach Bashem Chesed Yisovevenu.
And he clearly doesn't deserve it.
What? The Rosh doesn't deserve it, right? And he Afilu Rosh Ubeteach. So you see, Ubeteach Bashem overrides everything. So the Nesoyan is to focus on this. But the reality is that we have the power, we have the resources to rise above the fear of Shema Gora Machet and to be able to have Bitochim because of the promises that exist in the psukim.
Go
ahead, no.
Is tefillah an avodah bitachon? Meaning I'm davening to Hashem, believing that He's going to answer me.
Yeah.
Is that work mitam bitachon, or that's a separate
That's a different discussion, but I believe so. I believe that the Goyin in the Avnei Eliyahu says that the shayrish of tefillah is from the posuk Re'oi ponecha loy pilolti. And over there, Rashi says, Yaakov said to Yosef that after you were separated for so many years, loy melaani libi lachshuv. It's like a positive machshova, like an optimistic machshova. I never allowed myself to think that I'd ever see you again. And the Goyin says that's the lotion of tefillah. So it is a type of a positive machshova, like I'm trusting, I'm hoping, and I'm trusting, I'm counting on the fact that.
Well, if you don't have bitachon, the person's tefillah is in vain. It's silly.
Well, no, it's not in vain because.
No, I don't mean upstairs in vain. I'm saying lagabi me.
No,
I'm lacking in a tremendous part.
Well, you're lacking a tremendous part, but the bakosha.
I would say a bakosha
does work, but if the bakosha is with that sense of bitachon, it's much more powerful. It's much more. You know that the Orachaim Hakodesh, we mentioned it once here in Parshas right before in Beshalach, right before the Shira, when Moshe says the Moshe is crying out to Hashem, and Hashem says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak elai, Damel bnei Yisrael v'yisoh." So the Orach Chaim says, Matisakalai, who should I call out to? What kind of talk is that? So he says there was a kitrik and their tefillahs couldn't help. The tefillahs of Klal Yisrael could not help because of Mitzrayim, whatever. There was a kitri. So he says there's only one etzah. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael b'Yisrael, the emunah b'tochoin, that's going to entitle you what tefillah can't get you. So it's even above tefillah. Tefillah couldn't have helped. Emunah b'tochoin, that can help. So it's a separate power, whatever. But in the meantime, I see here from at least two sources that there is a koyach of b'tochoin, that if I am batuach, there's a promise. I'm batuach. Yishtidnachu mishalos libecha. Afilu roshu batuach v'Hashem chesed sever. It's a promise. Chazal say the posuk means Rabbi Machom the roshu batuach v'Hashem chesed sever. The Chazal say it means afilu roshu batuach v'Hashem chesed sever. So now we know that this bitochen thing is not just conjecture, and that's taka what the goyin says. The loshen bitochen is a loshen of promise. So we know that there is this element of promise in it. And we also know that the fear that we have, that every attemptee of bitochen has, that Shema Gora Machet, maybe I'm not worthy, the reality is that's an emotion, but there is an antidote to that emotion too. Because, less than flattering one, but there's an antidote. What are you afraid, Shema Gora Machet? Afilu Roshu Batech Vashem Chesuvenu. Don't give up the bitochen because maybe you did a chet, or maybe the chet that you did is going to be gerim that you won't get it, because there's another haftocha that says afilu roshu b'teich b'Hashem ches nisoyvevenu. So that should enable you to have more and more and more bitochen, despite the fact that you would have otherwise been worried that Shem agoram achet.
Okay. Quick question: the word v'hisaneg, is the lashon indicating even a strong level of confidence? Meaning, his anig al Hashem, in other words, rejoice, jump.
Yeah, that's what the Rav seems to say. The Brisk Rav seems to say, if your bitochen is kol kach chozok, that's his loshon. Okay. I meant to bring it, but I forgot tonight. That kol kach chozok, that you're misanig al Hashem, who yitin lochem ishalochem. Avada, it needs a high level of bitochen. And one of the things that we should make sure not to fool ourselves is, oh, what do you mean? I have bitochen, nothing worked. How strong was the bitochen? How real was the bitochen? You know, like, it's easy to fool yourself. There is no bitochen lever or button that you just push and then all of a sudden it's automatic. You know, it's an avoida. But knowing that there's a haftocha makes the avoida that much easier. And knowing that the haftocha is not dependent upon my religiosity makes it even that much easier. So a person can work to do that. Okay, so that's one piece. I would just like to make another suggestion, which is like the second piece of the title. And that is as follows. We've mentioned here many times the concept that Hillel Mechayev Aniyim, the shmuz we have from the Rosh Hashiva, that yes, the Kasha Hillel's Mechayev Aniyim to learn Torah, because he learned Torah as a poor person. So that's Mechayev, it says, Manav Shach. If I have the potential, I'm Chayev without Hillel. And if I don't have the ability to learn Bedachkus, then even if Hillel existed, so why is Hillel Mechayev Aniyim? Right? Who was Hillel? What do I have to do with Hillel? And he said, the picture, the knowledge that there was a Hillel, and he had to climb on the roof and listen to the shir because he didn't have the couple of pennies to get into the Bis Medrash, that image creates new potential in me. So before Hillel existed, I may not have had the potential, and I may not be Chayev. But now that Hillel existed, when I look at Hillel, now I become Mechuyev because of the fact that I saw such an image. So I suggest that besides the psukim that we have that clearly indicate the power and the promise of bitochen, if one has bitochen in Hashem, if we wish to elevate our ability to access the emotion that those psukim are referring to, then we have to analyze stories, episodes, situations where we see the power of bitochen. And every situation, I would say every real life situation, that we can find in it the power of bitochen and see a person had bitochen and the most miraculous and unbelievable things happen, then that will enhance our own ability to have bitochen. That coupled with the psukim that tell us, that promise us that there's a promise, that should be a winning combination. And for that, really, everybody has to delve into his own life. And everybody can find situations where I was concerned and worried and desperate and they see the power. But if not, then we have to look into the lives of other people, you know, if we can't recall anything. And there are so many stories of the power of Bitochen. One that it comes to mind, which I may have told here, but just to give an example, just to round this out, but the examples of this are infinite, you know. Psukim, I don't know how many, there's so many psukim, this whole sefer full of psukim. Maybe they missed a few, but stories, infinite. Stories of hashkocha, stories of bitochon, just. But this is a story that's, this Yontel Erlach used to, he made up a song about this, but he used to tell this story, that group of Hasidim came to an innkeeper I think I even told it here recently, for some reason I have a recollection, and to learn what Bitochen is. He greets them, they're sitting around giving them breakfast, and all of a sudden they hear the big bang on the door, the Kozaks are coming, the Poritz, who owns the property where he is, who lives like at the other end of the field, wants his money for the year, his rent of 300 ruble. And if you don't give it there by 4 o'clock today, you're going into Dennis prison. He says, tell the Poritz, he'll have his money. The people say, why didn't you give him the money? What are you waiting for? He says, I don't have it. Why don't you go borrow it? I have no one to borrow from. What are you going to do? And Bitochen, Hashem won't embarrass me. Again banging a half hour later, same story. Again banging a half hour later, people are panicking. He's nothing, cool, calm, and collected. He'll have his, by 4 o'clock, he'll have his, it's already 3:30. So he's miyashiv, he's going out to a little, there's I guess a little hill between his inn and the Poritz's house, and he's going to wait to see from where the Yeshua is coming from. He's waiting for the Yeshua, yeah? 3:30. All of a sudden, these people are standing there waiting.
Like you start with you in the bank.
What? Yeah. This is the show. This is the show. They're waiting, looking at the show. They see this guy with a wagon comes by, and he's talking to him. Nope. Nothing doing, refuses, and the wagon driver goes away. They don't know what's going on. A few minutes later, it's 20 to 4, the wagon driver comes back. And again, have a conversation. Guy says, nope, shuffles the head, nope. And the third time he comes back, nothing doing. It's 10 to 4, it's 5 to 4. Nothing doing, he's not, no agreement, no problem. It's 2 minutes to 4, he's walking into the Poritz's house. There's a garden there, he goes inside to pay the money. But the only curious thing about this story is he doesn't have any money to pay him with.
Yeah.
As he's standing by the Poritz's house, right before 4 o'clock, this guy with the wagon comes back, he counts out money, he gives him the money, and he pays his bill.
Who's his wagon?
The Hasidim, wait a second. The Hasidim and Meshuggah, they don't know what happened over here. So he comes back and they say like this. This is the story he tells them. And remember, this is the man who had Bitochen the whole time. He wasn't worried. The Kazakim come banging. Nothing bothered him. He says, the guy with the wagon was a farmer from the next town. He wanted to buy my next year's produce for 300 ruble. Now, at 3:30, when he needs to pay by 4, otherwise he goes to debtor's prison, him with his family and everything, he has to pay back 300 ruble to the Poritz, okay? A farmer comes and offers him 300 ruble for his next year's produce. Unheard of. It's clearly the Ad Hashem. There's no question about it. He says, no. You know why? Because next year's produce is worth 500 ruble, and he had Bitochen that he's going to get his money, not to have to sacrifice next year's produce and sell it for 300 ruble. No way. Not going to do it. The guy comes back and offers him 340. No way. 420. No way. He came back a few times. Finally, he's walking to the Poritz's house 2 minutes before. The guy comes back, gives him the 500 ruble. That's the Kuech HaBitochen. Now, I'm assuming this story is true. I know for sure if it didn't happen, it could have many times. And it probably did in one way or another. But if you had such a story, and it was true, and you picture it, you see, look what Bitochen is. Look what Bitochen does. Look at the Koyach HaBitochen. Look at the ability that this person had to have. 3:30, a half hour before, refused the exact amount that he had, which anyone in his right mind would have said, Hashem is sending it to him to Yeshua. No, it's a half hour early. And you want me to sell my crops for less than it's worth? That's an example of a Baal Bitochen. And if you take the Chazal, and take the examples and put them together, the Chazal give us this sense of this is the reality, and the examples give us an enhanced capability to be able to perform. When you take these two together, I think it's a winning formula that can certainly help us to go higher and higher in this Midas HaBitoch.